With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Stanley Elkin says tears actually came to his eyes one day in a hotel room in London. He was watching the news on the BBC.
And at the end, they were doing the human interest stuff. There were seven kids in walkers, wheelchairs, on canes, on all fours practically, at Heathrow, on their way to Florida and the Magic Kingdom. What they called a dream holiday.
A dream holiday in Florida for seven dying English kids. Stanley Elkin thought it might be a good idea for a novel, even though it had the potential of becoming maudlin, like the report on the BBC. But Stanley Elkin put off the idea because he was well into writing George Mills, a novel that later earned him the 1982 National Book Critics Circle Award. In fact, Stanley Elkin had decided that George Mills would be his last novel.
I worked on George Mills for about 6 or 7 years. That's a long time. It's the literary equivalent, it seems to me, of the Boston Marathon.
But after Stanley Elkin wrapped up George Mills and rested for a couple of months, he came back to the idea of those seven dying British kids. The result is The Magic Kingdom, darkly funny despite its theme of death and dying. Funny for scenes such as the one in which the Queen of England, asked to help finance the trip to Disney World, writes a check for £50, suggests that the check be shown around, and then asks that it be returned to her after the contributions come pouring in. Even though death is nipping at the ankles of the young victims of the Magic Kingdom, Stanley Elkin concludes the book with a scene depicting an act of life.
Procreation, yeah, between a man who thought he was past it and a woman who never wanted to get it on.
Stanley Elkin teaches creative writing at Washington University in St. Louis. His novel, The Magic Kingdom, was published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Stanley Elkin is a highly regarded novelist whose newest book is The Magic Kingdom, a black comedy of seven dying British children who are flown to Disney World for a final fling. Elkin's novel, George Mills, won the National Book Critics Circle Award for Fiction in 1982.
All of the people in my books do things that I have not done myself. The things they do become central metaphors in the books. I've written about a radio announcer. I've never been a radio announcer. I've written about a bail bondsman. I've never even been to jail.
Born in New York in 1930, Stanley Elkin was raised in Chicago.
The first grown-up book I ever read was Betty Smith's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, followed by See Here, Private Hargrove by Marion Hargrove.
At the University of Illinois, Stanley Elkin wanted to write, so he studied journalism. He soon found that was a mistake and switched to English. His first novel, Boswell, came about because his mother gave him enough money to take a year off and write. When he's not writing, Elkin is teaching at Washington University in St. Louis.
I don't think, you know, that I can teach creative writing, though I do it as badly or as well as anybody else.
Elkin pays attention to what his students say.
I'm like a kind of literary psychiatrist. As I read the stories, I point things out which go afoul of my own aesthetics.
Elkin has been accused, sometimes facetiously, of bullying his students.
That's the rap, but I don't think I do bully my students.
But you're not necessarily gentle with them.
No, I'm not gentle with them. I'm honest with them.
Stanley Elkin, his novels include The Dick Gibson Show, The Living End, and the newest, The Magic Kingdom, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If the novelist Stanley Elkin has a preoccupation with death and dying, perhaps it's because of his own malady, multiple sclerosis. He remembers vividly the day that disease was first diagnosed. He was living in London, and it was May 15th, 1972, the day after he had finished writing his book, Searches and Seizures.
I went into the only depression I've ever had in my life. I had a kind of reactive depression when I was told I had MS. I didn't know what MS was. I just pictured guys going from an upright position into the gutter.
MS is an inflammation of the nerves that interrupt the flow of electrical energy, ending in a paralysis of the muscles. It's usually not fatal, but it is often progressive.
It's a dopey disease. It kills you by yards, but you suffer by inches. It's a terrible inconvenience.
Is it a painful disease?
No, there's no pain involved.
Stanley Elkin gets around laboriously with the use of a cane, which makes it hard for him to go to his classroom at Washington University in St. Louis.
After the disease was diagnosed, I walked to the campus. A little later, I sort of stumbled to the campus, and I drove to the campus and parked my car and walked into the building. Now I drive on the campus.
There are sobering themes in Elkin's work. The world is annihilated in The Living End, for example, and in The Magic Kingdom, Elkin writes of seven dying British children flown to Disney World for a final vacation.
There has been a kind of bleakness of vision, which I detect in my own work.
But counterbalanced by absurd situations and comedic confrontations, Stanley Elkin's dark humor can be found in The Magic Kingdom, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.